welcome to another episode of the Beyond Business podcast. Today we have with us Mr. Ashwin Dhairyam, Managing Director of Good News Group, which operates 4 government-approved satellite TV channels in India. He is also co-founder and vice president of the Indian Christian Media Association, an initiative that trains Indian Christians in media through conferences, seminars, and workshops. His excellence in media has earned him the prestigious 2015 NRB Media Award for International Individual Achievement. Welcome to the Beyond Business podcast. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to be here in this podcast and looking forward to see and share a lot of great interactions from what you guys are doing. Yeah.
Wonderful, sir. Thank you. Can you share about yourself for our listeners?
Okay. Basically, my name is Ashwin. We operate, we have a company called Good News Group. Now, in this group, we operate 4 satellite TV stations. We also on the digital space. We also have a technology company called BE12. So basically, our concept is to see how we can take God's word into the marketplace, into the common people, where we can really share God's love. So we use television, we use digital. We have a team which is really working on several other projects, which is all media based, and we do a lot of dubbing, translation. We are a private limited company, but nothing, in a sense, we are more focused on, taking God's word, but at the same time, we do it professionally. At the same time, we do it with the spirit of excellence. So that's the background, and I serve as the managing director for Good News Channel.
That's amazing, sir. So what led you to step into media, and how did you begin Good News Group?
Okay, so it's not that I was led to start or anything. Basically, I always start my story by saying, if you have a father who is a visionary and a mother who is a praying mother, then the combinations are quite, very unique. Yeah. I had no clue about media, neither did I want to be in media, neither did I start anything. So I think my role was to, as I finished my schooling, I wanted to get into a basic business course, but God had a different unique plan. In a very amazing way, God led me to join the film school. I had no clue as to why I was joining the film school here in Chennai. And then God took me in a journey to Canada to do my course, to do a specialized course in television broadcasting. Again, I had no clue why God was taking me there. But then I understand God's ways are not our ways. And sometimes we think this is what is best for us. But God, in an amazing way, has great plans for us. And in my life, I've seen very uniquely how God has kept me for a plan, and I'm just walking in that plan. So there's nothing that I started. It's all what God has initiated, and I'm just walking in that plan. And that's how I came into this. And my dad basically comes from the same background, meaning he was working with the government as a senior producer, chief producer for in the State Department. He is a cameraman, director, a producer himself. And in 95, 96, we took a bank loan and we started our company. And that's how our company was formed. And the right time, I was also in this same line. And so I was seeing, the vision unfolding, So I always say, one of the first things which I did was to sign a bank loan, the signature for a bank loan. And that's how we started our company. But I never understood, that God would take us into a very amazing journey of learning and unlearning. And it's been a faith journey. So that's how this whole journey has evolved. We were buying time in commercial TV space and producing content. And from there, we moved into starting our own TV stations. Our first station was Telugu. Subhavarta TV was our first TV station. In 2006, we launched that. Again, that was a very unique journey. 2012, we launched our Hindi station called Shubh Sandesh. Again, a nationwide station which is reaching from all across India. And then we launched, 2015, we launched a Tamil station called Nambikai. Again, a satellite channel which is connecting with all over the Tamil-speaking people, not just in India, but across the world. And then we have an English station called Good News. So these are the four stations we operate, and we are based in Chennai and in Hyderabad. And we're very focused on content creation. We create more innovative programs. And now we are getting into something even more exciting. We are thinking that, you know, the future is going to be, as much as television is there, we are also planning for OTT, which is called Over the Top. We are thinking of an exclusive value-based content platform, which will be safe for the family, where they will spiritually also grow, and also they will have good content, which will be engaging for the children, middle-aged, elders. So we're packaging something very unique, which will be launched soon also. This will be a global platform. So that's been our journey.
Oh, wow. That when you have a passionate father and a praying mother, God plans are unique, and we can actually see it, you know, while you were speaking. And also the exciting journey of you starting something very new, the OTT platform, which is very important, keeping in mind that there are a lot of kids or young people, not just young, but young and old, who are very much on their phones, on their gadgets, just trying to, you know, escape from reality. And what a great way to spread the good news. Media is one of the biggest industries in the past 25, 30 years. And being a Christian, there must have been challenges you would have faced, maybe from starting your first studio to the most recent pandemic. How did you overcome them?
Yeah, see, being in, see, the word Christian is one side, but then anything you want to do, you know, whether it's your business or whether it's your passion which you're following, everything is not going to be like a bed of roses. So anything has challenges. But again, where we see, like our vision started off with the challenge by taking a bank loan. Now, when we took a bank loan, we were doing commercial programs then. And what we found was technology was, if you buy a camera of, let's say, if you buy a camera for 10 lakhs today, and within 3 months, if you want to sell that camera, hardly 2 lakhs, hardly 1 lakh it goes, because that's the thing with technology. So how much do you invest? You know, every 6 months, some new formats keep coming. Customers, you know, keep changing. Customers demand more. So there's always challenges in everything you do. The point is how you look at challenges. What we have realized is, you know, in my own journey, personal journey of what I've seen is, every challenge is an opportunity. You know, yes, it's difficult when you face challenges, but it also gives you an opportunity to think, what is the next step? Example, when we were buying time in our commercial, in the commercial TV stations, we were finding it difficult for really pastors and other people to come forward, you know, because production is expensive. So we came into the concept saying, for 8,000 rupees, you get to come on commercial TV and you also get to get the production cost. Mm-hmm. So we came out with a concept where it's easy and affordable for the consumers to consume. So the first thing is, how do you find solution in a tough environment? So first we cracked the production thing. So basically, I'm a sound engineer. I kind of evolved to know the production. My father was a cameraman. So we ourselves did the work. So you got to understand, when you get your hands and feet wet, you got to come with the hardcore solutions for people. So we came with a solution. And that's how we were able to package it and make it affordable. Because TV in 1995, 96 was expensive. But we brought that expensive to affordable. So once we made it affordable, then people started to come on board. We were able to get more people on board. One way we were producing content. One way we had to pay the bank loan. One way we had the vision. So everything came there. But then we never knew that was a process where God was equipping us to start a TV station. See, I always say, if you want to be in God's business or God's work, you know, without equipping, you can't get into the next level. So I think in every stage, the challenge is the equipping part. So if you look at your challenge as God is equipping me to go to the next level, then it won't look like a challenge. It will be tough walking through, but it will also be like, okay, I'm getting equipped to go to the next level. So that's the way we saw things as it evolved. And I also remember one incident during my studies, you know, in Canada, I always say that as an inspiration to people who hear. You know, I was as a student studying in Canada. I used to study and also work part-time in the TV station I was, serving there. This was a TV station in Canada. It was called Crossroads. And they had students like me, about 20, 25 every year. And they will basically train students so that they will go back to their own countries and start doing television work and media. So that was the concept there. So what I did was I was studying and working part-time and working in the TV station. So I would volunteer myself to say I will do transmission duty or some duty. And I remember the founder of the TV station. His name was David Mains. Now, David came early morning, 4 o'clock. It was a night duty I did. And early morning, 4 o'clock, David Mains comes into the studio alone. Now, this is Canada. It's minus 25 degrees. And, you know, you can understand the situation. Mm-hmm. So I'm here just wondering, what is this TV station owner? You know, why is he coming early morning, 4 o'clock or 4:30 in the morning? So I went near him and I said, David, sir, why do you come so early morning to this TV station? He said, Ashwin, you know, we need $12,600 Canadian a day to run the TV station. We have the money today, but we don't have the money tomorrow. I come every day to the TV station early. I go on my knees and pray for my tomorrow. And that changed my life. That statement really changed my life. And I immediately jumped and asked him, I said, David, if God can give you a TV station in Canada, would God give me a TV station in India? This was in 1996. September, October. And then David Mains laughed at me and said, yes, if you believe in the vision, God will do it. There's nothing impossible for God. So I and David Mains knelt down and prayed for a TV station in India. So I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is, yes, it's now this was in 1996. 2006, we launched our station in Hyderabad, with the then Chief Minister, Dr. Y.S. Rajshekhar Reddy, was there. He inaugurated the station. Then 2012, the Hindi, and then the Tamil and the English. So why am I saying this journey? Sometimes we forget what we pray for. Now, I forgot what I prayed for. In 1996, we prayed for. But then 2006, when the station came up in Hyderabad, and then I remembered, remember this incident of David Mains and me praying together. Sometimes we remember these, forget to recall these small prayers. No, but God is faithful. No, He knows everything what we pray for. And when we go through these challenges, it's challenges for us, but from His point of view, He's equipping us. Every time I would say, how am I going to pay this bank loan? How am I going to face this? And then God would equip me and say, no, you have to go through this. Understand where your expenses are. How do you manage your payrolls? How do you manage things? So these are all things which we learn in the journey. So I've learned, one thing is that there's nothing called a challenge. There's always equipping part. So if you look at challenge as an equipping part, then you know that you're getting equipped to the next level. So therefore, this statement of David Mains said, we have the money today, but we don't have the money tomorrow. This explains to you the depth of what kind of faith he had, in God. And that caught me very, very deeply. So, and then I really am catching on to that even now, as we run our company, as we run the TV stations, as we face challenges, I say, okay, God is equipping us. Even the OTT platform, do we have the money for the OTT? No. Now, did we have the money for the TV stations? No. We just had the vision and faith. And then God leads you step by step, It's not a magic. I always say this also, Many people say when one door closes, another door opens. I don't believe in that, Many people say, when I speak in conferences, I ask them, how many of you believe when one door closes, another door opens? Everybody says, no, I believe in that. But then I tell them, I don't believe in that. And I give them my reason as to why I don't believe. Now, the reason I say I don't believe in this concept is God doesn't do magic when one door closes, another door opens. No. When one door closes, it's important how you walk in that path before the next door opens. Now, that walking path is the equipping part. So it's not a challenging part. Yes, it is challenging. It may seem that you're walking alone. It may seem that, how am I going to face this tomorrow? But then you're not doing it alone. The process of depending on God and saying, Lord, I'm not walking alone. There's a door closed. But Lord, take me through another door. But then walk with me. And then I realized, I'm walking this door. And then I'm not walking. Somebody is carrying me. And it's God who's carrying me. And then you find another door opens. It's how I walk in this process determines how the next door opens. So it's not one door closing and one other door opening. It's one door closing and getting equipped as you walk, another door opens. So this is how journey is. This is how life is. This is how God can take you. And then I realize as I'm walking, I'm not walking. He's actually carrying me. So that's the feel which I have, you know, every time when I have challenges, I say it's an equipping journey and I'm not doing it alone. God is carrying me. So that's been my experience all along. So I don't know whether I'm answering your question, but that's been the journey all along. And that's how we keep moving. We see technology, we see, you know, challenges, and then we see how God takes us to the next platform. And that's how we even are looking at OTT and the future of where our company would go.
Yes, God is faithful and answers our prayers at the right time. And there is never a challenge. You are being equipped. Wow, what a beautiful statement. You know, when I think of the way you were just explaining everything from like your journey, the Lord has been equipping you and using you to equip a lot more, you know, a lot more people that come in your way. It's a blessing, and what a beautiful statement. So what yeah. is knowing the purpose of Lord in work for you? And how did the thought missions come into process while working in media back in the day?
Okay, so to be very honest and frank, the beginning, it was more like, you know, you're there working, you're working to survive. You know, you're there, you're working, you know, you have to pay your bills, all that is there. But then as I kept walking this journey, I realized, you know, the moment we start to think from kingdom perspective, I think that's where the tilt happens. You know, you're not working just to pay your bills and to eat food and to buy a car and a house. That's not the purpose. The purpose is, am I fulfilling God's kingdom? I think that's the larger purpose. Because everybody here lives, everybody makes money, and one day everybody dies. That's not a purpose for a Christian. I strongly believe a purpose for the Christian is to fulfill kingdom values. You know, if you look at the Lord's Prayer, you know, it starts with, you know, the kingdom. So it's all about the kingdom. Why am I working? What am I doing? Am I being of influence? Am I of kingdom value? So the moment you start thinking in that perspective, God does the other things, you know. Sometimes we put a lot of effort on clients, money, orders and all that. But then we put less effort on the kingdom. But I'm saying reverse the whole thing. Put your first thing as the kingdom. And then once you focus on the kingdom, you will find other things will be added. Seek ye first the kingdom and the rest will be added unto you. Anyway, God will bless. Anyway, God will bless our children. Anyway, God will give our children a good career. Anyway, God will give us things. But then instead of focusing on these, we do the reverse. We focus on these and we leave the kingdom. So I have learned that, you know, the moment you think kingdom, then I think everything is there working on the kingdom style, you know. So that's the tilting point. And for that, I would really, the journey, I learned it from my mother. My mother always said, a family which prays together stays together. She said, in any circumstance, you know, focus on prayer. So I think, in a way, prayer has been the key. In my own family, I've seen how she held the family with prayer. Yes, Dad was a visionary. But then I always say a visionary father and a praying mother is a good combination. You can have vision, but if you don't have prayer, it doesn't work also. Vision will take you to one level, but vision with prayer is a beautiful blend. So that's what I found as a secret formula. You know, if everyone listening to this podcast can keep that as a formula, you know, okay, what is the kingdom perspective? What is God telling us? How is my life? How is my business helping the kingdom, you know, to move forward? And if we start thinking, and because we are taking interest in the kingdom, God will automatically take interest in us because his plan is to bless us. He doesn't want us to go through, it's not that difficulty. As I told you, every difficulty is an equipping process to take us to the next level. So instead of sharing the difficulties and complaining, if we start to think, Lord, I'm here available for you. And Lord, whatever I do, I want to make sure the kingdom is happy, that heaven is happy. Once we go in that perspective, I think the whole process takes turn. And the day I realized that, and I didn't realize it overnight. It's taken as a journey. So initially, like any other business person, I was also struggling. But then the moment I started to understand that there's a kingdom values are different, kingdom perspective are different, kingdom alignment is different. The moment I started to understand that, God started to teach me. And then it's a process. And now I completely rely on the Lord. He's running our company. I'm not running it. It's not my father running it. It's my heavenly father who's running it. He's the owner of the company. He runs it. He knows how to handle the challenges. He knows what to do next. He knows about the future plans. So that's the way I run. And that it's easy to say, but difficult to practice. But I've learned to start. I've learned to practice it every day. And therefore, I would say once we go into that mode, I'm seeing amazing doors open. God is sending opportunities. God sends clients. God sends other things happen. But our focus is not the clients and the money. The focus is the kingdom. So that's what I have learned. Focus on God's values. Focus on God's kingdom. And he will accordingly do things for us because we are serious about kingdom. And automatically the heaven will start working in a way where you will find amazing opportunities coming your way. So your focus is not actually clients and business, but your focus is the kingdom.
Amen. Amen. What a great reminder. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Yes.
What an amazing reminder. Yes. Thank you so much, sir. Who introduced you to Beyond Business, and how did the recent conference that you attended influence you?
Okay, Joseph Vijayan has been a good friend of mine. In fact, I've known him for many, many years. I've known Joseph's sister, Dr. Shravanti, as well. But Joseph himself, I met many years back in Colorado Springs. I've been to his house and I've shared the passion of what we are doing, the media training. We also run conferences where we train people on media. So there's been a lot of synergy with what Joseph has been doing and the BAM conference and all. So that's how I got introduced to this platform. And last year I came to the conference. I was quite amazed to see a lot of participation from people across the country who came. And I saw the stalls there. It was a great networking place. And a lot of interactions was there. A lot of learnings were there. So I was blessed. I also spoke in the conference. But more than that, I was also blessed hearing other speakers speak. And I felt, this should be an ongoing process where every year this community grows and more Christian business people will come for this conference and get blessed and get enriched. Not only get blessed, but also bless others. So that's the key word I say. You know? So the moment we start kingdom, automatically, we start to bless others. So I think I see that synergy with what you guys are doing. So therefore, that was my takeaway. And there were great people who came, who shared, and the various participations on different ministries there. So I felt really this has to expand and grow. So therefore, I believe in what Brother Joseph's vision is. And I pray that God will expand more doors even as you guys plan this year's conference.
Amen. Thank you so much for encouraging us and for also encouraging our listeners to attend the next conference too. So we like to end our episode by hearing your favorite verse or promise and what God is teaching you right now.
Okay. My favorite verse, there are many favorite verses, just one thing which I, in my school days, which really helped me a lot was this verse which says, my ways are not your ways. My ways are not your ways and I have good plans for you. God tells this, and this verse came to me when I was at my lowest point in my 11th standard, And I really didn't know how will I clear exams. That was my state. And then this verse came up that says, my ways are not your ways. I have good plans for you. So this is very close to my heart, God has good plans for us. He doesn't give us plans to harm us. He's always got, that's why we say God is good, He's an almighty God. He always has good plans for us. So therefore, those are my key verses which are very close to my heart. And for me, as I'm walking in this journey, I only want to please God. End of the day, once you have the company and all this, all everything else is fine. But then am I pleasing God? Am I really serving God? Am I really, adding value to the kingdom? So that is the perspective in which we need to see things. So that's where, I tell my staff members, let's not do things which will displease the Lord. Even when in our own company, when it comes to buying software, I say, buy the software. Don't use any pirated stuff here because this is a company of godly values. So even small things like that, let's see how we can please God. So I think let's pay our taxes on time. So things like that, how can we... really, please God, how can we add value to the kingdom? How can you serve our nation? You know, our nation, India, is an amazing country. There's so much color, so much opportunities here. And I really am so happy that, you know, in our country, we are able to, you know, not only just do business, but also, you know, serve our country. So I think, you know, once we have the perspective of kingdom, the whole package is there. So that is what I've realized. And I'm depending on the Lord for every day's guidance. Every day, as I told you, there's a lot of equipping. I don't use the word challenges. Every day we go to the Lord, and it's a learning curve. So it's a learning curve. And I, as much as we pray for all of you all, I also need prayers as we move into new areas of media work, new areas of innovation, new areas of technology. We need a lot of prayer support as well. But I've realized that the moment we keep kingdom first, everything else follows.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for taking the time and for giving me this opportunity to talk to you and listen to the great things God has been doing through you and for you. I hope you have a very blessed day and a beautiful week ahead. Thank you so much, sir, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. And we pray for all the people who will be participating in this year's conference. I really would like more people to come and more people to experience God's move in the upcoming conference, which you guys are planning, I think, in Hyderabad. Yes. Right. See you guys soon.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for encouraging us.
Thank you.